Welcome to Brandler's Bits. I am Jeff Brandler. Thank you for returning. Or if you're a new listener, thank you for tuning in. If you didn't hear the last episode, go to my website, which is www.changeispossible.org, and you can listen to it. So without any further delay, let's start in on today's bit, which is all about gratitude. Thanksgiving is now in our rearview mirror. We can see that the end of the year is upon us sooner than we think. And the Thanksgiving holiday gives us a great opportunity to reflect back on the year, to reflect back on the things that have happened, both good and bad. And it's also a good time to think about what we have. The concept of Thanksgiving. Lots of people are not very good at this. They are very good at telling you or me or anybody else what's wrong in their life. They are really good about telling you about their pain, their sorrow, their misery, but they're not really good about thinking about what they really have. And to me, the essence of Thanksgiving is about being thankful for what I have and the things that are important and the things that matter. It's the proverbial glass half empty versus glass half full. If you're a half empty person, you're on misery. If you're a glass half full person, you're on gratitude. It is that simple. Let's take a recent example. In New Jersey, not too long ago, we had that little nasty storm that everybody has a story about, and everybody has their best woulda, coulda, shoulda thinking. If I'd only left earlier, blah, blah, blah. We all have those. And on that day and the day after, everybody blamed everybody for not doing their job. The road company, the weathermen, etc., etc. And I'd like to say that I am eternally grateful for the people who were in the same boat as me and the people who helped me. Because remember, we were all trying to get home. And there were those people who thought that the road was in their name. I guess I didn't get that email. Who felt a great need to zip past everybody, turn sideways, and just kind of move along and say, okay, great, thank you. And then there were the other people. And there were unnamed, unknown people who actually pushed my car up some slippery road to get me off my ice. And so those people, I am grateful to you. There were other people, however, that would be you, Mr. Mercedes-Benz, and you, Mr. Yellow Car, who cursed me out, who obviously didn't quite get the concept of that all of us are in the same boat. And they are representative of how we think. And to you people, Mr. Yellow Car and Mr. Mercedes, I'm grateful for you showing up because you made the experience even greater about the people who helped me. So thank you for your help as well in this experience. We miss the boat on the things that can make our lives better, and we pay attention to the small things. And so with some simple refocusing, some simple changing of our lenses, some simple identifying the key variables, the key things that really matter, when we do that, we have a rich life. And when we have a rich life, our lives matter. And the things that we do have meaning. When we're bitching and moaning, we got nothing. Got nothing. Because it's all bad and it's dark. And so I suggest to all of you listening to identify what it is that you're grateful for. Make a list. Write it down. Recite it regularly. And if you are so inclined, share with the people on that list, what you're grateful for and that you're grateful for them. And specifically, what you're grateful to them about. I am grateful for you because you take out the garbage. Thank you. I'm grateful to you because you're always there for me when I need you. I'm grateful for you because without you, I probably would be in really bad medical shape. Whatever that might be. If you're feeling bold, share with them. If you're not feeling that bold, write it down so that you know it. And then you then can become a great person by being grateful. So by being grateful, we become great. Nice, right? Change the filter, change the lens, become grateful and great. This is Brandler Bits. I'm Jeff Brandler. My website, www.changeispossible.org. See you again soon.